Do you guys like enjoy watching these shows? Is it like, I don't know, not saying you guys are serial killers closeted, but you know, like, is it too much, or do we need to dial it back?
I want to take us on a little side quest.
Goku's one of the greatest anime heroes of all time. He's badass. He's awesome.
Dude, hands down, Final Fantasy VII wins every day.
How could you not love the Mario Brothers movie?
RoboCop kicks everyone else's ass.
And that's why Superman sucks.
Oh, the Velociraptors kick ass in Jurassic Park every single day.
Yep, went on a bit of a rant there, huh?
Welcome back to the SideQuest Podcast, everybody. This is Eric, and you're in for another exciting adventure here at the SideQuest Podcast. All three of us are back. It's been what seemed like ages or light years or whatever spaceship you fly in. But Justin and Jeff, welcome to the show. I want to hear how you guys have been doing. I need to hear all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man of many words. Y-E-A. Yeah. Justin, how have you been? I see you got the full beard going on. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty committed to that, to looking like trash, but what else can I do?
Hey, it's the time of the year to do so because summer has officially come to an end, and now we're heading into fall. So, I mean, let's look back real quick on, you know, just, Jeff, I want to know from you, how did your summer go? Was it a thumbs up? Middle thumb, butt thumb, down thumb?
Yeah, it was a pretty good summer. It was quite packed summer. Did a lot of stuff. Went to Europe. Went to Dave's Lake House. Went to different fests. Went to parties such as Tommy's on 4th. We did quite a bit. Justin, I don't know. We did a lot with you, Anna, Dave, and even Fleen Machine. Shout out to the Fleen Machine for coming out with us quite a bit past couple months. So it's good to see him back and about. Yeah. We all had, I think we did quite a bit. The Lake House was pretty fun.
Nice. Yeah. The Angry Gym Teacher. You guys caught up a lot, and he was on a previous episode with Jeff. So definitely go back and listen to that one. And Justin, I think you guys recently traveled somewhere, right? Was it the Northwest?
The Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How was your summer and that trip?
Thank you. Summer, thumbs up summer. Like Jeff said, there was a lot to be done, and we conquered it. We were like, let's go. And then we did. But yeah, I just got back from Seattle. Spent a couple of days in Seattle. Spent a couple of days in the mountains. Seattle is a really, really, really dirty town. I can't tell you how many times. I could tell you how many times I saw human poo on the ground. Because
oh no,
it wasn't dog poo. A guy getting a bee skeeter in a parking lot. That was funny to see.
Oh my god,
that's. I just look over and I was like, "Is this guy getting a blowjob right now?" Yes, he was.
It's like a Tuesday afternoon. Yep. Why not? Oh my god.
But no, fun trip, yeah.
Yeah. That's, I feel like I need to go to the Pacific Northwest, but you definitely are turning me off to at least Seattle. I want to kind of go out into like the woodlands and the mountain areas and maybe get away.
I think like the scenery is nice out there, but once you get in a city like LA or San Francisco or downtown Seattle, it just turns into like a crime-filled, homeless kind of crazy thing.
Yeah.
Addicts everywhere.
Just a lot.
I mean, I've not just heard that from you and from you, Justin, but just other people who visit there. I have some friends in San Diego and San Francisco, and they're like, just the robberies. It's out of control. Apparently,
just a lot of out of job baristas up there because Starbucks HQ. That's what they do there. Just a whole lot of what are they called now? God, what the fuck are those? Oh, hipsters. I almost forgot the phrase. It's been so long. But, shout out to Seattle if you're listening in. this should be the fucking, like, tour commercial, the commercial to go there. Don't ever go to Seattle. You get blowjays in the Starbucks parking lot at 2 in the afternoon. Or maybe you like that stuff. I don't know. But
you could.
But not to homeless people. Definitely don't do that. Please don't. please don't. But hey, with summer coming to an end, guys, fall is in the air. It's starting to cool down here in the Midwest and Chicagoland. What are you guys looking forward to most in the fall? And I know the S word, Spooktober, is around the corner. But, you know, outside of Spooktober, what are some of those fall festivities you guys like to take part in? Jeff, we'll kick it over to you.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously outside of all the decorations and the haunted spookiness around, it's just being outside, bonfires. I know we got a couple of those set up. We got Sunny Acres, which I know we go to. We got Spooktacular. We got possible outings at Pips. No one knows who that is. But that's specifically just for Paladrum Jedi there. Hope she's laughing. Yeah, just all the different fests. I think we're going to do Jack's Pop-Up Pumpkin. I think Dave's trying to set that up. So it's just doing all the outdoor, like, fall fests. That's the most fun.
Nice. Justin, are you on the same boat as that, or is there any different boat?
Oh, it's a boat, baby. And this boat's going right down to Bone Town.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Right? Ooh, yeah. And I've got some potential work trips coming up that I'm going to have to, like, schedule and get through. But other than that, I'm looking forward to all the spooks. Bennett yeah. Bones has been, he's, you can feel it, in the, it's in the air.
Yeah, he comes out Saturday the 1st.
Saturday the 1st, and yeah, Jeff mentioned Pips. We're officially going forward with Pips. That's
a little shout out. It's exciting.
So nice. Yeah, so we just got everything cleared today, and everything's finalized, and construction starts on the 10th. So,
oh my huzzah. God! Oh my God! Love all that. Well, I mean, honestly, I just love when it cools down, but sadly in the Midwest here, like, sometimes by Halloween, it's already fucking snowing, so that sucks, but I love the bonfires, the cool weather. I never thought I would like this, but, like, changing out my wardrobe from, like, t-shirts and shorts to, like, sweatpants and hoodies and just, like, making the house nice and cold, I don't know if you can beat it. Just, like, it gets cold. You can go out in public and just dress like a buffoon. And just the smell in the air, the leaves burning, just the tilt of the earth just smells a little bit better this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And that quick side quest, the fucking, do you guys see that satellite crash into the asteroid the other day?
Yeah.
They had, like, a live stream of, like, some fucking 7 million light years away, some satellite purposely hit an asteroid to change the trajectory as a practice run. What the fuck is that about? That's cool. I like that.
Do you think you'll ever go to space, Eric?
I would love to, but the minute I'm in the spaceship and it hits zero, I would be screaming and I would probably want to go home as soon as we, like, hit outer space. I feel like I would be so claustrophobic, and we're in this tiny little box, and, like, everything you see in movies is typically outside the spaceship, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I would love to go there, and maybe one day I could, but I would probably be terrified and want to get back down on Earth and, like, hug the ground. I don't know. Maybe, like, I'm just a pussy.
you sound like the kid in Vin Diesel's The Pacifier. Oh, when they park the car and land.
Oh my God. I don't know. How do you think the three of us would do in space? One spaceship, we're out there to go make our mark on the moon. How long would we last?
Not very long.
Oh my God.
We'd probably kill each other.
Just be scheming in each of our corners. Who's gonna kill who?
At one point I would, like, open the door to try to pee out of it and then kill us all like that.
That'd be, I don't know if there's a worse way to go, but just float down to space and, you know, well, everybody have that visual. But yeah, I mean, no, it's pretty cool that they were able to do that in space. Who knows that'll actually work in real life when, you know, there is an asteroid hurtling our way, but we'll be long gone by that point in time. But in other news, I got to take us to this just happened on the 27th this past week. Is the Deadpool teaser. Jeff, you brought it to my attention. I didn't even know what the fuck you were talking about because I was so heads down at work that I didn't even realize, you know, things were happening. But just a quick teaser, Jeff, can you give the fans out there a quick overview of what you saw in that little teaser trailer?
Yeah, I mean, it's not much, just Ryan Reynolds just saying that they're doing the movie in a very Ryan Reynolds way, and that he's excited because it's going to be in the MCU, so bringing Deadpool into the MCU. I'm not sure how they're going to do that, but I'm sure it'll be very, you know, bizarre knowing how the other two Deadpool movies are. And then at the end, Hugh Jackman just kind of walks behind him in his living room, and he's like, hey, Hugh, you want to be Wolverine again? And he's like, yeah, sure. Sure, Ryan. And then he just goes upstairs eating a sucker. and then it says Deadpool 3, and it was on the front page of Reddit, and people are freaking out that he literally got Hugh Jackman to play it again.
Oh, my God. I am shocked. I feel like out of all the Marvel, I don't want to say letdowns, but some of the Marvel properties lately that have kind of been meh and like, where's this whole phase going? At least there was some exciting news that I personally think was unexpected. Like, we thought Hugh Jackman put this to bed after Logan, and I can only imagine, Justin, how much money do you think they had to pay Hugh Jackman to come back?
$17.685, repeating, of course, $1 million.
And how, like,
I don't think they paid him that much. I'm sure it'll be a cameo, and him and Ryan Reynolds seem to be very close friends. So I know actors have to be paid something to an actor's union, but depending on how big the role is, I mean, it's something Ryan Reynolds and him have talked about for the past few years, and they've made it work where he's fully in it, or he's in it for 10 minutes, and it's Hugh Jackman will take the lowest pay that he has to take just for his buddy to be in his movie.
Yeah. And in 2 years from now, we will have seen the movie, hopefully, when it comes out. What was it, like September 6, 2024? So, future us, let's make some predictions now. How many swear words will Hugh Jackman get to say in this movie? I'm going to say like 15. I have to imagine he's not going to hold back. Deadpool has to be rated R. Otherwise, what was the whole point of this? But I'm going to throw 18 out there. Justin, how many swear words do you think Hugh Jackman, Wolverine's going to say in this Deadpool?
31.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's a potty mouth right there. Jeff, what do you think?
I don't know. He might just say one to prove a point that he's now in Disney and he'll play it clean, but like super sarcastic. And then he'll just randomly throw in fuck and he'll turn to the camera and he's like, that's all you're fucking going to get. So maybe two. Knowing how Deadpool is, he might do it as a point.
It's hard to imagine. I'm having trouble imagining Deadpool in the MCU being a hard R and being the Deadpool we all know and love. Like, is anybody else nervous about this? Like, do you think they're going to give him just like free reign and do what you did in the past, what was funny and great and R-rated? Like, I can't imagine, I don't know, like Spider-Man popping up and like he's trying to get him to say a swear word and he won't fucking say something. You know, like, it's just going to be interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, by that,
I think it'll be fine. I think there's probably a lot of negotiation. And Disney is, I mean, they put Daredevil, the Netflix one, on the platform and is kind of making it, I guess, canon. So they understand they have to, you know, have a broader audience. You can't just make it all fairy tales if they want to dominate streaming. So they're going to have to make some stuff for more adults.
Yeah.
And maybe this is their kind of test out how that goes.
Very true. Do we think Blade's going to be rated R?
I hope so. It better be.
That would be cool.
I mean, it can't not be. It would just make me miss all the Wesley Snipes movies, if that's the case. I think one of them was PG-13. I don't remember why, but it's got to be an R. It's just so brutal. And like with your blade, you're cutting people in half. I don't care if they are CGI, but like, come on. Got to say some swear words in there. Get that potty mouth going. I got to know, guys, moving on to our next topic of the day. What are some of those fall movies? If you have some fall movies that come to mind before Spooktober, and you can dip into Spooktober if you need to, but like, what are some of those fall movies that you guys like to watch when it starts to get a little bit cool out, a little bit spooky out, pre-Spooktober, but you know, spooky enough? Any kind of end of summer movies that you guys have recently watched or any go-tos? Justin, I'll throw it over to you first.
That's a really good question. I wish you would have prepped me a little bit beforehand.
Well, let me go first. I just watched, again, I know I said dip into Spooktober if you need to, but like, I kind of like starting in September watching some shitty horror movies to help prep for like the good ones, the classics, the ones we all know and love and watch a lot of times throughout Halloween season. But like we just recently watched, gosh, it was called The Night House. It just came out not too long ago. It was kind of a meh scary movie, but it was still interesting concept, just a little spooky about ghosts and house and by the lake. And so I feel like when fall kind of comes into play, I kind of tend to dip into that spooky type feeling, and I want to start watching some of those. But besides that, it's kind of like those, you know, back to school movies. Like I'll be the first to admit it, like I enjoy like 10 Things I Hate About You. Like it's just a rom-com, it's old Heath Ledger and what's her name, but just I don't know, like back to school movies kind of takes you back a little bit to you know, the days when we were all studious and actually learned things that were useful. But that's just me. So maybe I'll tee it up for you guys. Hopefully you thought of some by now. But like Justin, I'm gonna toss it back to you. Now you owe our fans an answer.
I do. Sorry, audience. I'm usually good on my toes. Eric caught me with my pants down. not the first time.
Yeah.
So it's worth noting we're doing Old School as the movie of the month on Back in Time podcast, and I haven't seen Old School in a long time, so I'm kind of excited to rewatch that movie. Our whole theme was, you know, back to school movies, including Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield, which I had hoped would have won, but instead we'll be watching some Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson getting some crang bang action. But other than that, I'm with you on, like, I like the horror movies, like, and before it gets like completely spooky and you're getting into like the ghosts movies and like some of the classic slasher movies and stuff like that. But you know, I could watch House of a Thousand Corpses tonight. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. That's a spookies. Jeff, what about you? Any movies you watched recently or you have to watch during the fall season?
In fall season, I like to kind of kick it off with Practical Magic. I know that's kind of a chick flick, yeah. But I like that movie. It's just a good movie. It really gets you into the fall mood.
Yeah.
And it does start to have supernatural. I mean, they're witches and stuff, but it's not full on, you know, like Halloween or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was putting up, starting to do decorations over the weekend, and like last Saturday I was putting them up just in the family room and all that, like the inside stuff, and I just had Hellraiser on. So I was like, you got to watch a horror movie when you do that. But yeah. Definitely this, you know, I also like Twin Peak. Oh, God, I can't even say it. That's kind of got a good fall vibe for some reason, I feel. So I like to watch that. And then this weekend is kind of when I'll kick off the horror stuff. And I got quite a bit to go with. So I think I might do Practical Magic like Saturday afternoon. And then I'm in. Then I'm jumped in.
There you go. And also, as everyone's listening to this podcast, I'm sure you've already watched or are going to watch Hocus Pocus 2. I'm nervous. I don't know if I want to watch it. I've heard, I've seen reviews say it's as good as the first or better. So, Jeff, is that what you heard?
Yeah, I heard it. All the early reviews have been positive, so I haven't heard anything bad yet.
Yeah.
That it seems like, you know, in a way that they did with Maverick, they just kind of went with what made the first one good, and right. Then they just kept doing that.
Keep it to the same formula, like as kind of silly and like, I don't, not saying stupid, but like as kind of a simple story as it is, right? Like witches come back, the virgin lights the black flame candle. Now they got to kill the kids and stay youthful. Like, okay, that makes sense. That's cool. I just hope they don't play too much on what made Hocus Pocus great. You know, they will, right? Like they're going to go back to some old gags and things like that. But I hope they really come up with some new, fresh content and material. But I think either way, it's going to be a spooky fun time. And, you know, if I watch it once and that's it, great. But hopefully it's going to be one of those that you now get to watch the original and the sequel during spooky season. That would be great. Speaking of spookies, Justin, I know you watched some of this. I watched the first episode and I was spooked out of my mind. Jeffrey Dahmer on Netflix just recently came out and dropped like all episodes. We watched the first episode and I gotta admit, it was like an uneasy watch. I did not, I felt uncomfortable. I don't know. It was something about the way it was shot, or maybe I know Evan Peters, you know, is Jeffrey Dahmer, and it was hard for me to picture him as like, okay, he's just, you know, what's his name? Boner, Ralph Boner from WandaVision. But like, I don't know. It was like I thought they shot it so well and the music and everything made it super creepy. We only watched the first episode, so haven't gone past that. But what are your initial thoughts and how far are you in that show?
I think we're probably on episode like 5 or 6. So we're making our way through it. Spoiler alert, things don't wind up good for Jeffy Dahmer. No, it's I find it so weird because it's a fascinating story that, like, I remember, do you guys remember the jokes, the Dahmer jokes they used to do on the playground? Like, what does Jeffrey Dahmer use for shampoo?
I've never heard this before.
human skin? Something like that. What?
Head and shoulders.
Oh, yes. Okay, gross.
So I just, because it was like such a fixture in like our childhood and, you know, living, we weren't too far from where he was, you know, doing his thing up in Milwaukee. It's just, and so to see this and to like sort of relive some of these moments and stories that you hear or had heard from when we were growing up and then seeing him play out, and the acting is ridiculously good. And like you said, Eric, it's so atmospherically airy and the music, and it's really cool, and it's,
yeah,
it's worth watching, but it's creepy and unsettling.
Yeah. And Jeff, have you watched any of this yet?
No, I don't have time. Yeah. I'm on a Star Trek thing, like I said in the last episode, so.
Got to maintain focus.
I don't have time to watch this.
Yeah, well, here's my question, and I don't want to be such an adult right now, but like a side quest for question for you guys is like, Are these shows, the serial killer shows, a little bit too much? Like, how many times has Jeffrey Dahmer, not saying been glorified, but how many shows and movies have they made about Dahmer and William, what's his name, Gacy, and, you know, just the Unabomber and the rest of them. But like, do you guys like enjoy watching these shows? Is it like, I don't know, not saying you guys are serial killers closeted, but, you know, like, is it too much? Or do we need to dial it back? I don't know. Jeff, I'm going to throw that one over to you.
Dial it back. These people that existed? Like, no. Jeffrey Dahmer is... That happened. You can't...
No, like...
It didn't happen.
Like, there's 15 TV shows and 5 movies. Like, do we need to keep reopening a case that's been closed for so long?
No, because clearly... Netflix and these companies, if they keep making them, means people keep watching them because they only make shit that people watch. So clearly there is a high market for it. So the answer is yes. I don't watch them, but if there's 5 different ones, Netflix is clearly saying our data says there's this many people who really want to watch this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
So if they keep coming out, then yeah, there's a high demand for it.
Okay. Justin, what are your thoughts?
I agree mostly with Jeff. I think Jeffrey Dahmer's on the call. That was a bad joke.
I have the name of like a really horrible person and also a really majestic person.
I get what you're saying.
Jeff Goldblum would be the majestic person. Sorry, go ahead, Jess.
You're fine. I think that it is a little oversaturated, but Jeff's right. I mean, people eat this up like, you know, kidney beans. They like this shit.
Fava beans, yeah.
The one thing that I'll say is there was a movie about Dahmer from like 2002 that Jeremy Renner played Jeffrey Dahmer in.
Oh, boy.
And that was an interesting portrayal of Dahmer. I watched it right when like, Avengers was like starting to like motor up, and so Jeremy Renner he's a pretty big actor, but I don't think he was really a household name yet.
Yeah.
But and then to see him as Jeffrey Dahmer, and you're just like, oh boy. All right.
wait, Dahmer's playing Hawkeye? What the hell? Yeah, no, I'm just, I guess me, I agree, right? Like, I think people are eating this stuff up. I think, you know, what's it called? Making a Murderer, I think, helps spark the whole interest and just let's talk all things serial killers and documentaries and, you know, let's sit down and eat popcorn on the couch while we watch people get, you know, torn to pieces and eaten up. But I just wonder at what point, like, is there going to be a movie every 5 to 6 to 10 years? Like, at some point, hopefully there's like, there's no need for this guy anymore. But is it just going to be an endless cycle where, like, people are just trying to go for kill counts just to get on, like, hey, one day they're going to make a Netflix movie about me because of this as they eat someone's brain, you know?
Mm-hmm. What I think that they should do is there should be a cinematic universe where all the serial killers, and this is called our reality, but where we get to see, like, Jeffrey Dahmer and Ed Gein just, like, having a cup of coffee and, like, trying to stab each other. And, like, that was a good move, guy.
Ooh, I think we're talking about, like, the next, what was that spooky game we played on stream last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, I was going to say that it was...
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight.
All serial killers where they're just awkward, weird white guys trying to, like, lure each other into the bedroom.
Justin, that kind of happened in the show. And American Horror Stories, there's one, the hotel one. It was the one with Lady Gaga in it. Anyway, who plays Jeffrey Dahmer in this one?
Evan Peters. He's one of the main guys.
He's in it. So wait, they have like this once a year ritual thing where all the serial killers come to the hotel and they all get drunk and they hang out. And like they had Gacy there and Dahmer. And he plays either the same or he plays someone else, one of the other killers. But he's in it playing a killer where they all sit down and they drink and they talk about their murders.
Oh my God.
Love it.
It's right at your alley there, Justin.
Man.
Yes. There's, hold on. Go ahead, Eric. There's something. I'm going to look up something.
Oh, no. Really I was just saying that, like, that. I'm trying to think of when we stopped watching American Horror Story because we were kind of like in the same world too much. So we need to take a break. But that one sounds like it's going to be it would be a fun one because we only watched like 2 or 3 seasons. But I did start watching What We Do in the Shadows. I only watched a long time ago, like halfway through the first season. But but it's pretty good. I know, Jeff, you've watched it and your brothers watch it. And, you know, that show.
My brother Matt got my other brother and I really into it with the movie. You got to watch the movie first, which is Watiti's like one of his first.
Is that Johnny Depp? Kind of, John Depp's?
No. But it's one of his first movies. But the guy who plays Laszlo, he's in a bunch of other. He's in like the IT Crowd. He's super funny and all the other stuff. He's more known in the UK, but he's starting to get more known here. But he's fantastic, and he plays this, his, like, alter ego, Jackie Daytona, which, funny story, is my, like, my fake Google account, a fake, like, LinkedIn, all that, is Jackie Daytona. And I told my brother about it. He just about spit up his drink, but, yeah, the show is just brilliant.
Yeah.
And the guy who plays the energy vampire...
Oh yeah,
Carl Robinson.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's great in The Office. He's great in, you know,
Better Call
all
Saul,
the Tim and Eric shit that they put him in. But man, he really shines in the show.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The cast is just that's what good casting is that show.
It's like my favorite. I'm gonna watch like 2 episodes before bed type show. Just when it's dark out, it's just so funny.
And good Halloween stuff, even though it's a comedy.
Yeah. No, it's great. Justin, you were looking something up.
Everything. It's great.
I was. So there was a short film that came out in 2011 that was a mockumentary of a director following 2 serial killers who make a pact to see who can kill the most people in one night.
Oh.
It's 10 minutes long. It's called Maniac. It's got Kid Cudi in it, and it's directed by Shia LaBeouf. And it's really good.
Oh, okay.
Like, and they're just walking around and they're just walking down the street and there's a guy like having a cigarette and he just stabs him and then he goes about his business and it's like, okay. And it's messed up, but it's good.
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
Check it out. You can find it on YouTube. It's quick watch.
I did not expect those two names to go together. Kid Cudi and Shia LaBeouf. Can he actually act?
He does a pretty good job. I mean, okay. It's a short, so the dialogue's a little limited. I'm not saying I know they won some awards for it, but it's not like something that got turned into like a feature like the Saw short did or
yeah
anything like that. But
ooh, you said that word. I think it's sleeping. There hasn't been a Saw movie in a while. We should probably just.
It was like last year.
What was it called? What, a Spiral? No.
Spiral.
Yeah, Spiral.
From the Book of Saw.
Did you watch that? I don't know if I ever watched it.
I didn't bother.
I saw Chris Rock. And not saying I ran the other
Chris
way.
Chris Rock live this month.
And I'm sure he'll be very funny.
Looking forward to it.
But like, I just can't picture him being in a serious role and like taking him seriously. I just want him to like crack a joke and make fun of white people, you know?
Well, he was in the Fargo? Most recent season of Fargo. Yeah. It was the same thing. Like, I was waiting for him. Like, his delivery is just so like, he starts to talk and you're just waiting for the punchline.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, you're talking about killing people. That's cool. Never mind.
Yeah. You're not saying like you're going to kill them with jokes because they're laughing so much. And who was that other? Oh, like Vince Vaughn in True Detective season 2. Like, don't do
right.
that. Stop that. Stop.
We got through half the first season of True Detective. I'm like, this is depressing.
Oh.
And just like, I don't want to watch it anymore. And I stopped.
Oh, my God. I love True Detective. I thought they did a fan. I thought season one was great.
No, it's a great show.
But you're
I'm
right.
just like, this is depressing, and I want to spend my time doing other things.
Yeah, and it doesn't get better from there.
Did
not
you
saying
watch
it's a bad show. It's just, and I really just don't like cop detective type shows. But, you know, it had Woody Harrelson. It had Matthew McConaughey. I both really like them. I was just like, I can't. This is just... Yeah, I mean, it's good. I could see why it was so popular, but it just wasn't for me.
Yeah, that was definitely...
Did you watch season 3, Eric?
I did. I enjoyed it. What did I hear? That True Detective season 4, it's like taking place in Alaska. I think they just started filming it with Jodie Foster. I thought they were going to try to go with the same guys from season 3 to kind of expand on that story, but I enjoyed it. It was better than 2. I guess I'll put it in second place.
Okay, I haven't watched it yet. I want to. I just haven't.
It was a good cop detective story that was put together pretty well.
Does it keep the creepy elements?
It does. Cool. I would say not as creepy as season 1, but it definitely has good creepy moments. It's hard not to compare it to like season 1. Like I have that difficulty. Like me personally, like I can't. Like I don't know. When it comes to movies, especially like you guys just heard with Hocus Pocus, like it's hard for me to like, I'm so protective of what was good. Like I don't want the new stuff to ruin it, but that's just me. Are you guys able to like break away from that and like watch a sequel and not think about the first movie? I don't know.
That's a good side question.
Maverick.
Well, yeah. I mean, good point. Like
or a sequel. I sure as hell in Lord of the Rings, Two Towers or Empire Strikes Back or Aliens or Terminator 2, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's... To me, I'm just so protective of what was good. Justin, I don't know how you feel about that.
I think you both bring up really good points, and I think you're both for sure right, because there are good sequels. There are good ones out there, and then there's obviously the difference between the remakes and the reboots and the legacy sequels and all of this, you know, bullshit nonsense that we're taught that we need to know now, but... I mean, for me, I look at it, takes something like the remake or reboot. I think they were planning on doing a lot with the Point Break movie that came out a few years ago. And that was just a massive pile of poop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I watched it. I was like, I love Point Break. The story is so concise and simple. How can they fuck this up? And they were just like, yeah, wait a second. Let me show you how.
Yeah. Hold my beer. I'll take it from here. Don't worry. No, I'm the same way. Like it's tough for me to, you know, I'm like that way, I guess, in real life too. Like even, I know Jeff, when we were talking D23, I'm not going to rehash the whole hour long episode, but like, you know, we love Splash Mountain because it's Splash Mountain and it's nostalgia. And now they're going to change it into something new. And I don't like that. Sometimes I don't like change and that's okay. I've been told it's okay. But, no, I mean, I think there's a lot of good shows, good movies out right now. I'm trying to catch up. Like, Jeff, have you watched besides Star Trek, have you watched any of the Andor, or Justin, have you watched Andor yet?
No.
I have not. Again, I am on the Star Trek thing right now. I do not have time.
Yeah.
I got a PlayStation 5, so I got Horizon Forbidden West, and then before bed, I watch a Star Trek. That's all the time I got.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
I heard fantastic stuff.
Yeah. I last weekend, I actually watched Rogue One again, just to kind of refresh my memory. Then I had this like grand plan that I was going to maybe start watching Andor, and I'm like, I just, again, like, you guys don't have time for it. Not yet. I guess I'll wait for all the episodes to come out and see what happens. And I got to shit on She-Hulk for another second. I know you guys didn't like my first go around with it, but I'm still not impressed and not convinced that it's a good show yet. I don't know. Justin, I think you were holding off on watching it.
I have not watched a single second.
Yeah.
I unfortunately caught the twerking clip on Twitter, but other than that, like, I'm just,
yeah,
I had, same as, go listen to our episodes in the archive and hear my take on that.
Yeah. And Jeff, have you caught up? I know you're Mr. Star Trek, but have you watched any of the more recent ones?
Which one? Sorry.
She-Hulk? Shulk?
Yeah, I'm all caught up there just because I started that before the
Star Trek.
Star Trek, and they're easy episodes to watch. It's just, you have lunch, they're like 30 minutes. So they've been really good. It's been just a fun, like, very chill show. Yeah. And they bring in all these, you know, it's the show that's connecting Marvel again, where all the other shit is like moving away from that and making them less connected. That's why leading up to Endgame, they were all so great. So this show finally has them constantly connecting, and the Wong stuff was fantastic. I know Daredevil's coming in it. There's just all these crossovers, which I love crossovers.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head that it is a lunch show. Like, I literally eat and stare at my phone and kind of watch it in the background. But hopefully at the end of it, it'll get exciting. And
she finally did shopping. Because I know when you watched the first episode, you said the first episode was...
That's it, I called it, but...
Just her shopping the entire episode, even though she was on an island. She finally did. But that whole sequence of how they got to that guy who makes costumes for Marvel was pretty funny.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was funny, no doubt. And seeing the little Justin spoiler alert, but like, they see Daredevil's costume is being shipped off, or, you know, hidden from him, or, you know, he's coming to pick it up or something. But like, you see his costume, you get all excited, and then the next episode, another spoiler, he does not show up. So it's like, oh, what the hell? We just teased it, and now he's not here yet. Now it's like a wedding episode, and we're doing the electric dance, boogie woogie woogie. I don't know. It's just Justin. It'll all make sense when you are in a torture chamber and someone forces you to watch it. You'll know exactly what it means. But
boogie woogie,
boogie woogie woogie. All right, boys. I got one more side quest for you because we're kind of closing out Oktoberfest season. Is the last day for what is legit Oktoberfest, but even though it still goes all throughout October, I don't know why that makes sense, but it does. I want to know for you guys, this is kind of a stupid fun one, but like, if you had to create your own Oktoberfest event, what would it look like? What would be there? Who would be there? What would the theme be? Because you picture like the beer tent and the Oompa band and just long tables and big steins. But you guys have a chance to kind of rewrite history here. Justin, I'm going to have you go second. Jeff, you go first.
Thank you.
What would your, and like, even throw Star Trek in there, what would be your perfect Oktoberfest event and how would it look?
Perfect Oktoberfest is the German Oktoberfest. That's what makes it so unique. I mean, if I wanted a Star Wars thing, I'd go to Celebration once a year. I mean, you only get this fun German crazy fest once a year where you get to wear the Lederhosen and the Dirndls and drink out of the Stein. So why the hell would I want to change that? That's like, oh, it's your year to change Halloween around, mix it up. Not to be spooky or something. No, fuck that. That's what's so great about it. So I wouldn't change anything about it because I love what it is and what it represents and how it's decorated and how it's celebrated. That's what makes it Oktoberfest. So.
And the big boobins. Oops.
Okay.
Justin, how about you? Are you with Camp Jeff?
You know, I want to be, but being that I'm not a fan of the beer, I would say let's replace that with some whiskey or some vodka, and still in the big steins, don't get me wrong.
Oh boy.
Let's just get after it. And I would say more fireworks and one of those fat guys that you shoot a cannonball at and it hits him in the stomach and he's like, ugh. Bring that guy in.
With the giant mustache. Yeah.
Yeah.
And bald. Okay. I like that. I want to have an Oktoberfest with, I always have fun. I don't know about you guys, but I always have fun at like a dueling piano place where just everybody gets drunk and you just start singing songs and just having a good time. I feel like it needs to be like dueling pianos, but with some extra sauce in there, like two electric guitars going at it or two yodelers or something that spices it up a little bit. So you have two kind of competing sides. There's people that are, you know, drinking against each other. And Justin, I got to steal one of your ideas. I think it's, you know, replace the beer with some mixed drinks, maybe not in the steins, because after a couple, after like half that thing, we're definitely all on the floor. Maybe make it some like slushy type thing and make it indoors, only indoors, in a dark place that's all blacklit. And everybody has to dress up with like glow sticks and, you know, like the bad guys from, what's it called? Batman Forever? Batman and Robin? Remember where they go to that one place and there's all the spooky guys with face paint? I want it to be like that. I want it to be just like
that. So you don't want it to be Oktoberfest at all. You want it to be Club Zero Gravity.
Oh, yeah. And 2-for-1 Capri Suns all day. Yes. 100%. I like all that, boys. Well, that is the last side quest of the day. Everybody, happy end of September. Happy early Spooktober. You know us. You know the Side Quest podcast. We've got fun events coming up. We've got Spooktober coming up. We've got all the spooky stuff. So hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear and listen to and get out of our mouths to your earlobes. And we will make sure it happens. So with that, boys, how shall we end this very exciting all three of us back together and again episode?
I maybe got one.
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
Or do you got something?
what is the party phrase at your Oktoberfest? Like, what is the noise? What are people shouting? What is the secret password?
Okay.
What is it to for your party to be remembered? People are going to be like, oh, you remember the gentleman or whatever it is that you do.
It's your phrase.
Mine will be the secret passcode to get in and the phrase.
You gotta say it, you're weird. You gotta say it in like a noise. Like,
okay.
You can't just say it normal.
Okay. I'll meet you lower half in the Starbucks parking lot in Seattle. And that's how you get in and come out of the Oktoberfest. Oops.
Hey, mine would be death to the living.
Oh boy, that's a scary Oktoberfest.
All right, Justin. Go for it.
Yeah. So here comes, I'm going to do a whole thing right now. And so here comes the cannonball. Boom. That's the guy pooping his pants.
It's always poop.
Everyone took a shit at the Oktoberfest in Justin's.
These places smell terrible already. I can already tell.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. Have a good one. Happy Spooktober.